coming up on episode number 300. Well, I don't have 300 Spartans as guests in the studio, but I do have a couple special guests. You've heard them before on the show. My wife, Tina, and my son, Tristan, here to celebrate the 300th episode of Coverville with me. We'll have questions for them and for me, as well as some music and some audio comments, all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It's March 4th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to the 300th episode of Coverville. I really didn't have anything spectacular planned, but I thought I'd have some special guests join me in the studio tonight to answer some questions. At the very end of the last episode, I threw out the request saying, hey, if you've got any questions for us, send them on in. I got a couple of them. But I have a few other questions that I'm going to sprinkle in here. So if you're looking for a show that's just straight music tonight, it's only going to be about four tracks of music, but some trivia and then some banter between me and my guests. Let's get to the guests right now. First up, we have my lovely wife, Tina.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good. You're going to have to talk louder.
Sorry.
That's all right. Maybe I'll turn up your microphone a little bit.
Okay.
So we'll ask you some questions. And then Tristan.
Hello.
My son. He's 10 years old, and he's a handful. And you're going to have to speak up, bud.
I know, sir.
Sir. How come you only say sir to me when we're doing the podcast? I'm going to turn this down because you're talking really quietly.
Sure.
Can you get a little closer to the microphone?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Sir.
Really, he doesn't do this most of the time.
No, are you kidding? That's, sir is like the nicest thing he calls me.
I know.
No. There's a lot of names he has for me, none of which are sir. Well, should we jump into a... Now, before we jump into a song, let's read an email. This comes from Chris from Calgary. Calgary. Maybe you should read these, Tina.
Yeah.
Calgary, Alberta, up in Canada. he says, Chris writes, well, I've been wondering, what the heck do you do for a living? Does it involve music? Does some aspect of it transfer over to Coverville in any way? On a similar note, maybe you've touched on it before, but I missed it. What made you decide to start Coverville in the first place? Anyway, thanks for your hard work on Coverville. It doesn't go unappreciated, and I look forward to every show. I found some favorite covers and all-time favorite songs, for that matter, from listening to your hard work. So, cheers to 300, and I hope there's plenty more to come. Thank you, Chris.
You know, boredom is what started it. No.
Boredom.
No.
Well, let's talk. Let's jump into the first part. What the heck do I do for a living? You're listening to it. Thank you. I'll be here all week. No. Basically, yeah, about almost a year ago, I left my job as an account manager and customer support manager for a software company in Boulder to start working as a podcaster full time. I had a couple of podcasts that I produced for the Denver Post, which is one of the two big newspapers here in Denver. I produced a show called Lyrics Undercover, where I take a song every week and go beneath the lyrics or go behind the lyrics. The way I like to think of it is like pop-up music, VH1's pop-up music, but in audio form. And then the other show I do is Today in Music History, Today in Music History, which is a daily podcast that just talks about what happened on this day, birthdays, anniversaries, things that happened, that sort of thing. So once I got those two and they were paid gigs, I decided to try and become a full-time podcaster. And so that's what I've been doing for the last year. I do some consulting work on the side for another software company up in Boulder, not the same one that I work for. As a matter of fact, it's a competitor. But that's what pays the bills. And then your second question, what made me decide to start Coverville in the first place? Really just hearing, I started listening to Adam Curry's show and basically gave me the idea that I could do the audio show, the radio show that I'd always wanted to hear, which was something about cover songs or a weekly or daily or, you know, a few times a week radio show focusing on the best and worst in cover songs. So that's what made me start that. Tina, you got to add something here. Can't make me talk the whole time.
Well, it's a question for you.
Yeah. I do have questions for you guys, too.
Well, you forgot to say that when you were working for the company before you quit, you'd been there for almost 15 years.
Yeah, almost 15 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was a huge step.
And they were very supportive. They were big fans of the show. They listen. I don't know if they still listen, but they were listening when I was working there.
Yeah.
And so having that support, having the support of the people that you work with, especially your boss, is a big thing.
He was really supportive. I mean, because he would, you know, he would talk about it. And whenever customers would come in, he'd always say, "Hey, this is Brian." And then every once in a while, there'd be some people who would hurt you.
There were two guys actually who worked for Arbitron radio tracking, who said, you know, he said, "Oh, have you ever heard of the podcast Coverville?" And they said, "What? Brian Ibbett works here?" So, that was cool. All right, we'll tell you what. We'll go into a song here, and then we'll come back and we'll ask some more questions. Oh, Tristan, you got something to say? Well, yeah, jump in, man.
Like, what are the questions?
The questions for us?
Yeah.
Oh, they're a surprise.
Yeah, they're a surprise.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to? Actually, you know what? I don't have a question here about you guys, like what you do. So before we go into the song, let's turn the microphone on you and talk a little bit about, you know, as much as you can talk about what you do for a living.
Yay. Like, can we talk about what happened over when last show we did?
The last show.
I've never been on a show with you. No. What grade are you in, Tristan?
Fourth. Yeah.
Do you like school?
Yes.
Okay.
What else? Do you want to talk about anything else? Like, what's your favorite subject in school? Do you like music? Do you like art? Do you like
PE?
You like gym?
You like science, right?
Kind of.
Oh, you love science, dude.
It's not there anymore.
Well, but you like it. It's your favorite, isn't it?
Well, now it's gone, so I can't really say it's my favorite.
Okay.
Huh. Okay.
And then, now I'm finally a purple belt.
Yeah, you do taekwondo, and you're up to purple belt level. And what's after purple?
Blue.
Yeah, you'd be a blue belt. How about you, Tina? Let's talk a little bit about, so what do you do for a living?
I am an investigator. I do background investigations for the government. I actually work for a private company, so I'm not actually a government employee, but, you know, one step at a time. That's about all. Yeah, I guess, I mean, when I say I do it for the government, I do background investigations for security clearances for both military and government employees.
Cool.
And I'm actually kind of a supervisor, so I supervise other investigators, but I still get to do some of the investigations on my own as well, which is fun.
Cool. All right, well, let's get into some music.
Yeah, let's do it.
I picked some songs tonight that I haven't played on the show before, but they're some of my favorite covers. They're not, you know, you'll have to go a few shows back to find my favorite covers. I think that I did that on an anniversary show at one point. But tonight you're going to hear some of my favorite covers. Tonight we're actually going to start right now with a song that is by one of my favorite bands, and I just haven't heard anything from these guys in such a long time. Matt Johnson and The. Now, a few years ago, he put out an album of all Hank Williams covers. I'm not playing something from that, but it's a great album. It's called Hanky Panky, and it's definitely a perfect example of the type of cover I like, where an artist takes a song and absolutely makes it their own. It doesn't sound anything like the Hank Williams original. So check it out, The Hanky Panky. I'm actually going to go to an EP that he released for this one. It came from an EP CD single called Shades of Blue, which came out, I think, right before right before the third album, and I'll have to look it up and see. But in the meantime, let's listen. This is a track. It's a cover of a Fred Neil song, beautiful song called Dolphins. Here's The. And it starts in kind of quiet here, so turn it up.
Sometimes I think about Saturday's child and all about the times when we were running wild. I've been searching for the dolphins in the sea. But sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? This old world will never change the way it's been, and all our ways of war can't change it back again. Been searching for the dolphins in the sea. But sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? Lord, I'm not the one to tell this old world. Peace will come when all our hate is gone. I've been searching for the dolphins in the sea. Oh, but sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? This old world will never change. This old world will never change. This old world will never change.
Hi Brian, it's Wayne here from the UK. I just thought I'd give you a quick call just to congratulate you on reaching 300 shows. It's some achievement. Your show was the first show that I listened to when I got my 5th generation iPod, and I've been hooked ever since. I'm constantly amazed at the quality of the cover songs that you put forward, Brian, and your dedication to duty and bringing us the great shows. So I haven't really got a request now, just thought I'd call and say thank you, Brian, and speak to you soon. Bye.
Shine. and the words of love I speak to you will echo in my mind. I believe when I fall in love with you, it will be forever. I believe when I fall in love this time, it will be forever. Ever.
Petra Hodden and Bill Frisell from an album called Petra Hodden and Bill Frisell. It's a cover of a Stevie Wonder song that I think she owns it, man. She absolutely makes it her own with her voice and the amazing guitar work from Bill Frisell. That is a track called I Believe. And before that, you heard Dolphins by The, a cover of a song by Fred Neil. Two of my favorite covers. Two in the top 100. I just looked in iTunes, and I've got over 7,000 covers, and that doesn't include the stack of CDs that I have next to my desk here that I need to load in. So there's probably easily another few hundred in there as well. This tower.
Wow.
Yeah. So, Tina, I've got a couple other questions. Interesting, actually. You heard a little audio comment there from Wayne from the UK. He's a frequent commenter on the show, frequent collaborator, contributor on the forums. Very big supporter of the show. He was instrumental. I mean, he was the guy who was able to hook me up with the Polyphonic Spree for that interview last year. So I'm tremendously grateful for him. But he sent in a few questions. One actually for each of us, one for me, one for you, and one for Tristan. So Let's tackle those. Brian, this one's for me, obviously. Do you ever imagine a time when Coverville will be a paid-for show, or maybe there'll be a premium paid-for edition, maybe sponsored by some advertising? For example, Ricky Gervais now charges for his podcast and sells the recordings on CD. No, I mean, I've always really imagined Coverville as being a free show with just advertising in the show. I don't think you should ever have to pay for the show, and I certainly couldn't sell the recordings on CD without without major licensing work, as far as you know, me making making people pay for archives of the show with bands that I've played. So that, so the archives, all that stuff, and the current shows, I plan for to always have for free, and just have advertising in the show. So there you go. Question for Tina. Tina, what's it like living? What's it like living with a musical encyclopedia? Does Brian quiz you on the first song of the day on the alarm clock?
No, Brian doesn't quiz me on the the first song of the day, but he does quiz me often, actually. And yeah. But actually, it is quite handy because there are times where I heard a song and I'll kind of describe it, or I might just know a couple words, or like, for example, I'll say, well, it's something about the rain. And then he'll hum a couple bars or sing it. And it's like, yeah, that's it. And he'll know exactly what I'm talking about. He can pull it off of our CD rack. And it is quite handy. I use it to my advantage.
But I'm in no way, going back to your question, Wayne, I'm in no way a musical encyclopedia. I'm like a musical, a Wikipedia. I'm a musical Wikipedia.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I'm a musical Cliff Notes. Tristan, here's a question for you from Wayne. Do your friends at school know what your dad does, and how do you feel about it? The autograph hunters and paparazzi must be a pain sometimes. So well, do your friends at school know what I do?
I really kind of said to my friends that I had a show with my dad. It's called Coverville. And
get a little closer to the mic. What do you think about it? Like, what do you think about what I do?
I think it's actually pretty cool.
Cool. Well, thanks. Mm-hmm.
And actually, we have a T-shirt for him. The my parents went to Coverville, and all I got was this
lousy. Oh, it was a lousy William Shatner song.
Yeah, yeah. He does wear it to school. It's pretty cute.
Yeah. Available now on the Cafe Press store. Nice plug, Tina. Wow.
Well, I wasn't meaning to. It's just, you know, it ties in.
Yeah, I know.
It's cute.
Well, speaking of quizzes, we got a quiz from Anna Burke. I'm actually going to have two musically challenged segments in tonight's show because I've got a backlog of a couple of them. And actually, it seemed like the 300th show was a good place to do this sort of thing. So here is the first one, and it's from our friend Anna from Australia, Anna Burke, who does the excellent, If you're not subscribed to Music iQuiz, you need to be. She's got a little musically challenged segment for us right now. It's not little. It's great. And let's get into it right now.
G'day, Brian. G'day, Tina. It's Anna here from the Music iQuiz. How
G'day,
are
Anna.
You?
Hi, Anna.
Well, I really enjoyed the Coverville countdown of 2006, and especially the song Scramble. So I thought, for today's Musically Challenged, I'd turn the tables on you, Brian, and give you a song scramble of your own.
Awesome.
So have a listen to this scramble and see if you can identify the five songs that are included. I'll give you a little hint. They all start with the same word, and I'll play it for you twice so you don't have to rewind it. Good luck.
You just kind of wasted my precious time.
Ooh.
And so Sally can wait.
Can't stand so. Oh, yeah. My heart is full of love and desire.
Don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time.
So how did you go? Did you get the word that they all started with? Maybe that gave you a little bit of help.
Okay, well, let's pause right there before she gives away any answers. And I'm not going to say anything until you. Do you?
Oh. Okay, well, the first one was... Oh, I don't know. It was... I don't know. I wasn't keeping track, honestly. I know that you were jotting down information, but I was. I mean,
I've got four of the five.
As we go, are you going to kind of play a snippet again so we can...
No.
No. Okay. Well, well, I heard Bob Dylan.
Okay.
And yeah. I heard... Oh, I heard that one song. I think it might be Australian. I mean, at least that's when I heard it was in Australia. The second to last. It was the So Baby.
Oh, third from last.
Third from last, whatever.
Not Australian.
Oh, okay.
No, okay.
Okay, well, anyway. And then Michael Jackson.
Yep.
And I can't think how... I don't know, sorry.
No, it's, you know... Well, should I go through the clips? Or should I?
No, go ahead. Just answer.
Okay.
It.
All right. Well, the first
one. You know
one,
it anyway. So
the first one is "Don't Look Back in Anger" by Oasis.
Oh yeah.
The second one was "Don't Stand So Close to Me" by the Police.
Yeah,
you got
yeah,
that
yeah.
One.
I knew that.
The third one was Donna Summer, "Don't Leave Me This Way."
Uh huh.
That's the one you heard in
yeah,
Australia.
Yeah, but you know, but no, I mean, there was a remake of it in Australia, probably back
yes,
in '88.
Probably the Communards.
Yes, the Communards. Yes. That's it. Yeah.
I don't know. They might have been Australian. No, that was they're British because
no?
that
oh.
is. Not Mick Hucknall, but oh man, I can't think. It'll come to me if I think of something else. So we'll wait and talk about that in a second. And then Michael Jackson, you got with "Don't Stop Till You Get Enough."
Yeah.
And then the Bob Dylan track. I don't know. I can't think of what the title was. Obviously, it begins with "Don't," but
I have
no
idea.
That one I don't know. I can't think of the name. So there's the 4 out of 5 anyway.
I'll
I love song scrambles.
Now. This was the first one. It is Oasis with "Don't Look Back in Anger." The second one was from the Police, and it is "Don't Stand So Close to Me." This is a hard one. This might have been the tricky one for you. It's "Don't Leave Me This Way" from Thelma Houston.
Thelma Houston.
Oh,
I said Donna Summer. Thelma Houston, who I think was, if I'm thinking of the right person, no, I'm not thinking of the right person. There was another Houston that was, she played the landlord. She also had a disco single, but she played the landlord on Bosom Buddies with Tom Hanks.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was Thelma Hopkins, but she did have a, not Thelma Houston. She had a single. She had a single herself, and I can't think of what it was.
Huh.
Anyway.
And the fourth one is from Michael Jackson, and it is "Don't Stop Till You Get Enough."
Was this on the Thriller soundtrack?
No, this was before that. It was
the last one in the scramble. There was Bob Dylan with one of the cruelest lyrics in music. "You just kind of wasted my precious time, but don't think twice. It's
baby,
all right.
It's all right." Yep, that's it.
You can check out my podcast, The Music Eye Quiz, at musiceyequiz.libsyn.com. So you can check it out under Music Quiz in the iTunes Music Store. Take care, you guys. We'll see you next time with another Musically Challenged.
Thanks, Anna.
Bye, Anna.
No, the "Don't Stop You Get Enough" was on the album right before Thriller, which was "Off the Wall."
Okay, that was one of the first albums I went
really?
Out and bought. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
With the disco, didn't he have a disco? He was standing in front of a disco ball and he has
I think so.
Suit with white
the
gloves.
White, yeah.
Yeah.
Like the white suit.
The white suit.
Yeah.
Well, the black suit with white.
I don't know, yeah. But yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into another couple of tracks here. And this is an interesting kind of cover twist here. This song was written by Elvis Costello, one of my favorite artists, and Amy Mann from Till Tuesday. And Till Tuesday performed it or included it on their 1988 album, which I can't think of the name of it, but included in their on their second album, their follow-up to the album that had Voices Carry. And then in 1995-96, Elvis Costello came out with an album called All This Useless Beauty, which was a collection of songs he'd written for other performers and never performed for himself. This was one of those that he performed for himself. So it's The Other End of the Telescope, a cover of the Till Tuesday track here performed by Elvis Costello.
Shall we agree that just this once I'm gonna change my life? Until it's just as tiny or important as you like. And in time, we won't even recall that we spoke words that turned out to be as big as smoke disappears in the air. There's always something that's smoldering somewhere. I know it don't make a difference to you, but oh, it's all made a difference to me. You see me off in the distance, I hope, at the other end, at the other end of the telescope. The promise of indulgence in my confidential voice approached immortal danger, but you'll never know how close. Then down the hall, I overheard such a heavenly choir. They interrupted my evil designs. One day you were up in the clouds, the next thing you're down with the sweet Adelines. I know it don't make a difference to you, but oh, it's all made a difference to me. You see me off in the distance, I hope, at the other end, at the other telescope. Lie down, baby, now don't say a word. There, there, baby, your vision is blind. Your head is so far from all of that thinking. I don't wanna hurt you now, but I think you're shrinking. You're half naked ambition and you're half out of your wits. Several tiny fractions that this portrait still omits. And it's so hard to pick the receiver up when I call. I never noticed you could be so small. The answer was under your nose, but the question never arose. I know it don't make a difference to you, but oh, it's all made a difference to me. 'Cause late in the evening, as I sit here moping with a bamboo needle on a shellac of Chopin and the cast iron heart that you failed to tear open. At the other end, at the other end of the telescope.
Can wait another day until I call you. You've only got my heart on a string, and everything a flutter. But another lonely night might take forever. We've only got each other to
a Swedish trio called The Merrymakers with their version of Paul McCartney's No More Lonely Nights. I think I like covers of Paul McCartney songs almost better than the Paul McCartney songs themselves.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not sure what it is about it that they can, because they can take his lyrics and his melodies and transform them into something that doesn't sound like Paul McCartney. It's kind of got a Beatlesque with Crowded House kind of feel to it, or the Hollies. It's got the Paul McCartney Beatles kind of sound to it with the, anyway. That was No More Lonely Nights. It comes from a collection called Listen to What the Man Said, which was an entire CD of Paul McCartney covers. And then before that, you heard Elvis Costello with his version of an Elvis Costello song that Till Tuesday performed called The Other End of the Telescope. And all right, we're here with Tina and Tristan. Got some more questions for you guys. This one, I put a few questions together because I thought people might find these interesting. But let's ask you guys, what TV shows do you watch? Now, be honest.
I know. Well, how about this? I'll name just a couple of my favorites.
Yeah.
I really like Battlestar Galactica.
Yep.
And I love Lost.
Yep.
And I love to hate... What's Amazing Race?
Oh, yeah.
I get so stressed with it.
Yeah, it is a stressful
show. It's really stressful. So every time I'm like, oh, I don't want to watch it, and you always talk me into it, and then I'm stressed for like an hour. Oh, yeah.
24?
Yeah, 24, Desperate Housewives. Mm-hmm. I'll stop there.
Okay.
Okay. Tristan?
Okay, my favorite program.
Your favorite TV show, yep.
My favorite TV shows are SpongeBob, Jimmy uh-huh. Neutron, Lilo and Stitch, Pokemon,
Simpsons.
Yeah, Simpsons.
Pink Panther.
Mm-hmm. The Inspector.
Yeah.
How about one more? You don't know. Okay.
That's all right.
He's done.
Yeah. No, that's good. It just reminded me that I should have some music going in the background, but I guess it's a little late for that, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. What was the last book you read?
Marley and Me.
Oh, yeah.
Loved it. It was really funny. It reminded me a little bit of our dog, mm-hmm. who is also a lab, but not completely. And I thank goodness she's nothing like Marley. How about you, Tristan?
What was the last book you read, Tristan?
My favorite book.
Your favorite or the last one you read? Well, if you got a favorite.
The last one I read is Magic Treehouse 3, Mummies in the Morning.
Okay, Magic Treehouse. Cool. Last book I read was Fragile Things by Neil Gaiman. I'm sorry, Neil Gaiman. Somebody did correct me on that and correct that it is pronounced Gaiman. Although I'm a huge fan of... Chuck Palahniuk. I read everything mm-hmm. that he releases, and that actually ties in to the next question, which is what's your favorite movie? I don't know if I mean there's a few that I toss around as favorites. Empire Strikes Back, you know, because I'm a big Star Wars geek, and that's my favorite of the mm-hmm. of the series. Shawshank Redemption.
Oh yeah.
And Fight Club, mm-hmm. which is based on a novel by Chuck Palahniuk. What's your favorite movie, Tina?
The Wizard of Oz. And then Shawshank Redemption would be the second.
Really? Uh-huh.
Yeah. I really liked Memento.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How
that
about
is a really
you?
Good one.
Yeah. Tristan?
Well, I'm not even sure. Let me think.
Your favorite movie. What about, I know you like Jurassic Park. You like all the Disney stuff.
Open Season we Open recently got.
Open Season's my favorite.
Open Season's your favorite.
That's probably Ice Age.
Mm-hmm.
And what else? Get over closer to the mic.
Over the Hedge, The Incredibles,
the hedge.
Finding
the
Nemo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over the hedge.
All right. Good. Well, I told you we'd do one more musically challenged segment. Let's go ahead and get to that, and then we'll close out the show. This is a movie edition, appropriately enough. Now is the time on Sprockets when we dance. Sorry.
Hello, Ryan. Hello, Tina.
Hello.
Welcome to another Musically Challenged Movie Edition. I will be playing four songs, and you will try to name them all. At the very end, try to name the movie that all four songs are from. Again, extra bonus points if you could describe the scene that the song is playing. Question one. Question two.
When she walked and walked and talked and talked. How. Hey.
Question three.
Well, I heard about the fella you've been dancing with all over the neighborhood. So why didn't you ask me, baby? Or didn't you think I could?
It looks, it sounds like they left all the movie sounds actually in the clips.
Yeah, but I don't know. The first one I was thinking like Caddyshack.
Uh-uh. No, but right, you're in the right frame of mind as far as it being a 70s comedy.
Okay.
With some Saturday Night Live performers in it.
Okay, Animal House?
No, but I think we have one more. Oh, I think you said there was four.
Question four.
Rolling, 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 though the streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling, roar. Rain and wind and weather, hell bent forever, wishing my gal was by my side.
Wow.
So, did you guess the movie?
That song was both country and western. All right, do you know the movie?
That last one?
All four of them came from the same movie.
Oh, no way. I have no idea.
Tristan, do you have a guess?
Home Range.
No, not Home on the Range. That was Blues Brothers.
Oh, you know, I never actually saw it. It's my what? Brother's favorite movie, though.
But. You've never seen Blues Brothers?
No.
All right, I know what we're doing this week.
Yeah, Rocky.
Okay. All right. Fine. You win. Yes, I've never seen Rocky, any of them. Okay, so the first one was Sam and Dave with Hold On, I'm Coming. The second one was Boom, 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 Boom by B.B. King. No, B.B. King wasn't in. Oh, he wants the covers. He wants who they're performed by. The third one was Ray Charles when they were in the keyboard shop.
Yeah.
Or the music store, I'm sorry, it was a music store, and Ray was playing on the keyboards. And then the last one was Rawhide, performed by the Blues Brothers Band in the bar that plays two kinds of music, both country and western.
Okay.
I'm going to guess that you both correctly named the title of the movie.
Joliet, Jake, and Elwood Blues. The Blues Brothers.
Question one was Sam and Dave. They actually had two songs in this movie, both played back-to-back. The song title was Hold On, and the scene was when Jake and Elwood get pulled over, and Elwood announces to Jake that they have skmots.
I bet those cops have got skmots.
Skmots?
State, County, Municipal Offender Data System.
Question two was by John Lee Hooker.
John Lee Hooker.
That's song right. Entitled Boom Boom. Of course, John Lee Hooker's no longer with us. He died in 2001. The scene is on Maxwell Street with him playing out in the streets, and Jake and Elwood are trying to find the Soul Food Cafe.
You got any white bread?
Yes.
I'll have some toasted white bread, please.
You want butter or jam on that toast, honey?
No, ma'am. Dry.
Got any fried chicken?
Best damn chicken in the state.
Bring me four fried chickens and a Coke.
You want chicken wings or chicken legs?
Four fried chickens and a Coke.
And some dry white toast, please.
Question three was Ray Charles with the song Shake a Tail Feather. The scene is at Ray's Music Exchange. Of course, in real life, it was actually at Lawn Shed. Question four was the song Rawhide, covered by the Blues Brothers. The scene, of course, is in Bob's Country Bunker, singing behind chicken wire.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Awesome. Thank you, Toyota Boy, for that musically challenged. And I am on Netflix right this second, adding Blues Brothers to our to the top of our queue so that we get it this week.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you got to see this.
Okay.
If you haven't seen Blues Brothers, Tina.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, you know.
So does Toyota Boy own a Toyota?
I don't know. It's a really good question.
Maybe you could send us the answer because I'm curious.
Yes. Toyota Boy, send us. Let us know. All right, I want to thank Tristan. Thank you, Tristan, for coming on the show.
Bravo.
Bravo. And Tina, thank you for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
And if you are tired of hearing my voice, there's something you can do about it. You can send in an audio comment, and I'll play it on the show. And for that few moments, I'll stop talking. You can do that by sending by calling 206-222-COVER or sending an audio comment or an email, any email, to coverville@gmail.com. You can post a message in the forums or on the site at coverville.com, and or you can just send up a smoke signal, and I'll have my my telescope out looking for your message. We'll be back on Tuesday night with another edition of Coverville. Yes, no rest for the wicked. We got to get on to 301. It'll be an all-request show, so I'll get your requests that you have been sending in. In the meantime, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.